Hello and welcome to the Bruce Allen Show, A Dad's Point of View. I am Bruce Allen, and today the topic is going to be partially inspired by this week's column, which is called How to Buy a Car with Your Son. You can find my columns all over worldwide, or just go to BruceAllen.com, hit the Writing Plus tab at the top of the page, you'll get a great drop-down menu of various things that are available on my website, from the comic strip to my videos to the moral question of the week. Lots of stuff. I just started that moral question of the week. I hope you will follow me on Twitter at Bruce Allen. And please like the Dad's Point of View Facebook page. We just surpassed 5,140 likes, I believe. We also have a Dad Chat Google Plus group, so I hope you'll go there as well. Today's guests are our fearsome threesome, Cheryl and Harley Laban for some political talk, Pastor Drew Sams just back from Hawaii for some spiritual rap, and Dr. Jennifer Weberman for some therapy. New mom Dr. Weberman is going to talk about money and our kids, which is taken from this week's column. The new Because I Said So comic strip is called Son Celebrates the Fourth. And I know the fourth is over, but the theme of this particular comic strip is evergreen. So check it out. It's funny, and I believe any parent of a kid over 5 or 6 or 7 years old will go, oh my gosh, that's just like my kid. Tonight at Dad Chat, we're looking at the value of working at home for parents. I think it's really, really a good idea for at least one parent to be home most of the time. And if your work lives allow that, I would heartily encourage it. We're going to discuss that like we do every Thursday night on different topics. From 6 to 7 p.m. Pacific time, and that's 9 to 10 p.m. East Coast time. You just use the Dad Chat hashtag. You go on Twitter. You go on Hootsuite. You go on TweetChat, any number of platforms, and you join in the discussion. This week's I'm Not That Dad vlog is Victoria Falls. Who knows where Victoria Falls is? It is in Botswana and Zimbabwe. It actually straddles the border, and it is one of 63 videos that I made on my recent trip at the end of last year, beginning of this year, to India and Africa and the United Arab Emirates. It was an astonishing trip. 13 countries, 21 cities in 38 days. Not near as hectic as that sounds, but it was amazing. We have three more shows to do after today's 223rd radio show. It's been over 4 years. We will be wrapping up the Bruce Allen Show with Dad's Point of View on July 31st, 2014. We began in May of 2010, so it's been a wonderful four-plus year run, and I've enjoyed talking with you, and I hope you've enjoyed listening to me talking. Speaking of talking, I'm going to rant a little bit. There is world events that are troubling almost all the time. Right now, we're dealing with some problems in the Middle East, starting with Iraq, where we now have established the first terrorist state in modern history. But we also have the recent murder of three innocent Jewish boys who were abducted by the Palestinians and just brutally murdered for no reason. This was celebrated all over the Arab world. And in fact, the mother of one of the murderers was extolling the pride she felt at her son's deed. This is the huge difference between the Palestinians and those that support them and the Israelis. I think Golda Meir once said that we will never have peace in the Middle East until the Arabs care about living as much as we do. They are more interested in the dead and their kids being martyrs than the Israelis are. The Israelis traded several thousand terrorists and prisoners for one captured Jew. It was a dangerous and foolish trade, but that's how much they value each life. So after this horrible murder, a few very wrong-headed Israelis kidnapped a Palestinian boy and murdered him. Now, the outrage in Israel was across the board, including from the father of one of those three murdered teens. The people that committed that horrible murder will be prosecuted, It was condemned upside and downside by all clergy in Israel and by all government. There's no condemnation of any kind on the other side. And there's a letter I want to read to you from Rabbi Shmuley Motek. And he talks about being finally fed up, the Jewish people. Fed up that we aren't going to take it anymore. Now I'm reading from his letter. That we aren't going to make peace any longer with the fact that Jews are born to die. That Israel doesn't have to make do with the sight of children's carcasses found rotting in caves. That Israel, even after all the innocent men, women, and children it has buried in the Arab 66-year war to annihilate it, could still be shocked by the sight of more young Jews dying just because they wore yarmulkes. That it was a gruesome sight that should not come to be expected, but should make our stomachs turn. Israel and the Jews are fed up with the sight of dead Jews, fed up with Palestinians justifying barbaric murder in the name of their grievances, fed up with the foul moral equivalency of Jews dying as targets of terrorists and Palestinians dying undertaking acts of terrorism. Fed up with a world that has indulged anti-Semitism for thousands of years, continuing to scapegoat the state of Israel and overlook dead Jews. Fed up with Western media that makes more of Israelis adding rooms to apartments in East Jerusalem than 150,000 Arabs killed in Syria. Fed up with the United Nations condemning the only democracy in the Middle East while overlooking the ghastly human rights abuses of its Arab neighbors. Fed up with watching Jewish mothers and fathers wailing over the coffins of their children. Fed up with Palestinians ululating at the same scene. I don't know what that means, but I think celebrating. Fed up with Islamic terrorists believing they were getting sex with virgins in heaven for killing children on earth. Fed up with haters of Israel being more concerned with how Palestinian terrorists are treated in Israeli jails, which is humanely, than their victims' families whose lives are destroyed forever. Fed up with an American government which, with the best of intentions, pushes Israel to recognize a Palestinian unity government with Hamas when the United States would never even talk to Al-Qaeda, who murdered so many innocent Americans. I'm going to add my own fed up. I'm fed up with a president who ignores what is going on in the Middle East, who has allowed Iraq to be overtaken by terrorists, who has allowed our borders to be overtaken and doesn't seem to care, and who I believe is anti-Semitic himself. I believe President Obama doesn't give a hoot about Israel. I don't really think he loves the Palestinians per se, but it's hard to ignore the fact that this is the least cooperative period we've ever had between Israel and the United States with any president of either party. President Obama is, without a doubt, the very worst president we've ever had, and he's potentially destroying the country and hurting the rest of the world. That is just an unequivocal fact. I said all that very poorly. I'm going to continue with the rabbi's letter. Fed up with seeing Israeli communities in the West Bank surrounded by barbed wire to keep killers out, while the Palestinian villages live openly and without fear because they know Israelis don't target children. Fed up with the big lie that Israeli settlements are the reason for Palestinian terror, when the PLO was founded before Israel ever conquered the West Bank in a defensive war, and Hamas has launched thousands of rockets at Israel even after Israel forcibly removed every last settler, meaning Israeli settler. Let's talk about all the bombs going off. Are you seeing it on mainstream news? Or is it being portrayed as the poor Palestinians? Or the murder of the one Palestinian teen condemned in Israel being the excuse to bomb more innocent Israeli homes and people and children. Fed up with morally confused churches like the Presbyterian Church USA initiating boycotts against Israel for simply protecting its citizens from terrorists while overlooking Arab atrocities against Christians throughout the Middle East. Fed up with having to teach your children to fear basic neighborliness that was once so common in Israel, like hitching, lest your children never arrive home. I think he meant hitchhiking. Fed up with Arab nations claiming to feel humiliated by and swearing eternal enmity towards a tiny little sliver of Jewishness, That is but a small fraction of total Arab land. Fed up with a never-ending river of Jewish tears, fed up with a tragic history that never seems to recede. And we have every right to be fed up. No nation should have to live like this. No nation should have to die like this. Something has to be done. The status quo is unacceptable. No one quite knows how it can be remedied. But what we do know is that the option of dead Jews is no longer acceptable. We have a right to live. We're going to take a break. We have Sherrilyn Harley Laban on the line. I am very curious her thoughts on President Obama, Israel, and the Middle East. So stay tuned.